welcome to this new episode of Spotlight on Africa, a podcast by RFI English. I'm Melissa Shamam, and twice a month, this podcast looks at one major issue on the continent, one country or one idea at a time. This week, we focus on Nigeria. When the President Bola Tinubu visited France in late November, seeking new investment for Africa's largest economy, he brought a delegation of young leaders. RFI caught up with some of them to discuss their ties with France and expectations for the future. First, I spoke to Kolawole Osinowo. He's the CEO of Baobab Plus in Nigeria, working in renewable energy. He wants to share how to improve energy production and distribution in his country, what he learned from French experts, and how to improve the future of business exchange between the two continents.
My name is Kola Osinowo. I'm the CEO of Baobab Plus in Nigeria. We are a renewable energy distribution company. We have a lot of people that don't have access to electricity. So we are supporting the government by bridging that gap. So that's what I do every day. And on the side, I'm one of the 2021 laureates of the French Africa Foundation.
Nigeria is known to be one of the biggest economies in Africa, with South Africa and Algeria. Yeah. Also, a lot of people have in their mind this idea of electricity shortage. First, how do you do that? What sort of plans do you invest in? Is it about solar power or, you know, tell us a few words.
For context, 92 million Nigerians do not have access to electricity. That might sound negative, but I see it as a big opportunity. I mean, the least electrified country in the world. And it's so right to be because of the size of Nigeria. Distributing electricity across the country is a huge task. And it also comes at a very huge cost as well. So we need to find creative ways. And that's typical of Nigeria, knowing the complexity, the challenges. We always find innovative and creative ways to solve our pressing problems. And that's what we try to do. So most of these people are off the grid in rural areas, peri-urban areas. Their energy needs are actually not that much if you look at it within the context of where they live. So probably they just need light bulbs to see when the kids come back from school so that they can do their homework. They need to charge their phone so that they can have access to mobile money. And they need to listen to radio or some form of entertainment, maybe TV. And those are the small kits that we provide for them. And we leverage solar energy for this because the sun is abundant in Nigeria. But because these technologies are not so cheap, we also provide a financing solution whereby they pay a small down payment. And over a period of 12 months, they're able to finish paying and acquire the assets. So it's more like a lease to own or like a loan to own. But we also found out that we're also solving the problem of financial inclusion because some of these people in the rural areas do not have bank accounts. So while we are providing access to energy, electricity for them, they are also building their credit history because, again, they do not have credit history. Nobody wants to give them loans or give them some money. So they are acquiring an asset, they become banked, and they are building credit history that can be used in future for financial inclusion. So for me, that excites me. A lot of people would think, oh, it's a lot of problem, but I see 92 million opportunities.
Yes, it's actually about social change and it's about people's real needs and maybe not applying economic knowledge that we've had from somewhere else, like looking at what Nigeria can change. Well, that's really exciting. So do you need partners in your enterprise and do you value foreign partners? And is this maybe one of the reasons why you wanted to accompany the president in this trip?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, we're a French company, a French-Nigerian company. So we do have ties to France. There's a connection there, connection in terms of technological support, financial support as well. Having the French agencies, the French government, and also the brilliance of the young people in Nigeria coming together to solve this, what I call very wicked problem, is very, very important. So for me, this trip is about strengthening that ties. How do we bring more French resources, not to serve as aid, but to help scale the growth that is currently happening? And it's a two-way street because if we're able to create more employment for younger people in Nigeria, they become engaged, they become prosperous. It creates everlasting world peace. People don't have to migrate out of the country and cause different migration issues around the world.
Finally, why do you think France has been such a good partner. Does it have expertise in energy specifically or green energy? Do you see more potential with, other similar partnerships for Nigeria?
So for me, it's on three levels. One on personal level, my dad worked with a couple of French companies many years ago, even before he died. His best friends were French. So his first investment in this company came from a French investor. So that's on a personal level. Then the company I work for also has a Nigerian and French pedigree. For me, it's important that we need to keep that going. Then lastly, and most importantly, is the rich history between France and Nigeria. When you talk about climate change, everybody always refers to the Paris Agreement. So we are in the era where Nigeria is driving its energy transition in line with the Paris Agreement. So what better place to come to strengthen that conversation around energy transition, energy access, energy poverty, and most importantly, energy reliability, leveraging technologies and most of the best practices that we see that France has implemented in moving towards energy transition. We are the least pollutants in the global south. And it's important that we keep it so. And for us, it's actually a leapfrog in terms of energy transition. Not necessarily, we are not at the level where most developed countries are. So it's better we don't get there and transit to renewable energy as fast as possible. And I do see examples anytime I come to France in terms of the sustainability practices in waste management, in energy management, leveraging AI for sustainability. I've also seen that in the EV electric mobility industry, which is an area that we are also going to be going to in the future. It sounds like the future, but it's already here. So those are the kind of conversations I'm going to have and see how we can implement them back home in Nigeria.
You're listening to Spotlight on Africa with Melissa Shaman on Radio France International.
Next, we have with us Ochusena Pedro, working in the beauty industry. She underlines how well Nigerian beauty products are doing commercially, and she wants to discuss how a partnership with France can help.
Hello, my name is Uche Pedro. I am from Nigeria. I am an entrepreneur. I am the founder of a company called Bella Niger. Bella Niger is a leading digital media company. While we're based in Nigeria, we cover the whole of Africa and diaspora as well.
Is your business already linked to France? And is this the first time you're coming?
It's interesting how our business is linked to France. So the main way is that over the years, we have partnered and also had a working relationship with several French companies. So examples include in the beauty industry. So of course, we have a very vibrant beauty industry in Nigeria. So we've worked with some French companies that have a presence in Nigeria or also sell their products in Nigeria. L'Oreal is one example. On the lifestyle side, as we are aware, Nigeria has a very celebratory culture, which is really vibrant. So we love to celebrate our special occasions like, birthdays, weddings, and other ways of celebrating. And of course, the companies that, create products such as, Hennessy and other products, Moët and Chandon and the like. So we have done some work with those companies, specifically in the beauty and lifestyle space. More recently, Total Energies has an entrepreneurship-based program that they do. So I was one of the judges in Nigeria this year for that. So for me, anything that is sort of like supporting entrepreneurship and building up, especially for youth and for women, I love to support that. So that was an awesome opportunity to do that. In terms of previous visits to France, so I have visited France several times over the years, both professionally and personally. Regarding this program, I was part of the young leaders of the French Africa Foundation. So that was my first introduction to that. And it was really an awesome program. We got to come to France to to meet one another. And since that time, it has been such an amazing community. You know, we are very supportive of one another. And then we also had a group visit to Senegal as well as part of the program, which was also very wonderful.
Tell us how young your business is, and also, are foreign partners very important for what you do in general? And if they are, which one would say is the biggest partner for your sector?
Our business is pretty well established. So it has actually been around for over 16 years at this point. I would say turning 18 or so. And so we've been pretty well established in terms of important partners. We work with companies across different sectors. So this year, we did a campaign on women's economic power. And that was one of the most significant things that we did. So we were spotlighting women's access, voice and choice when it comes to having their own money. And that was something that was really important and interesting. I think I'll take this from a future perspective. What I'd really love to see, so as I mentioned previously, there are quite a number of, you know, French businesses that are that have long-term working relationships in Nigeria. And I mentioned a few that we've worked with. Going into next year, so we're in November now and 2025 is around the corner, I would really be looking at more Nigerian and also African businesses doing more business in France. So we've had the inflow from one side. So that's the French to, let's say, the Nigerian side and the French to the African side. But I'd love to see the flow going the other way as well, because Bella Niger covers a wide range of sectors. So from finance to culture to fashion to music. So I would really love to see, for example, our fashion industry. We have a very amazing fashion industry. So I'd love to see more of our fashion designers being stocked here, being able to show, you know, during Fashion Week and being able to establish a presence here as well.
Obviously, it feels like English is the language of business.
Yes.
How do you find the French responsive to that? Is it easy now to speak to them in English, or do you kind of have to still work with French-speaking people?
A good question. Definitely, English is the primary language of business in Nigeria. And what I find with, you know, our Francophone partners and French partners is that they do know how to work in English. On a personal level, I've been learning French for the last 3 years, and I'm still on that journey. So for me, it's more of that personal challenge to develop, to grow, to learn a new language so that, you know, we can converse more freely, and, you know, it nurtures the business relationship. But thankfully, what I find is that on the French side, quite a number of people do know how to speak English. On our side, not so much on speaking French, but I talk to a lot of people who say, hey, it's a work in progress. They're working on learning it. And, you know, just on a global perspective, the more we can understand each other, the more we can learn about each other, it always makes working together more smooth and more seamless. So on a personal level, I'm giving myself that challenge. So let's see how it is. Let's speak this time next year and see if we can carry out parts of this conversation in French.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we have a lot of different magazines in French, also in Hausa, so we can try.
Oh, great. Oh, fantastic. I'm really happy to hear that.
Yeah, absolutely. We broadcast in 15 languages and 5 of them are African languages.
It's really great, because I think one of the things as opportunities open up, it's very important that, you know, our African languages are also well represented and well positioned. So I'm happy to hear that, you know, you have 5 African language media outlets on your roster.
Finally, I'll talk to the singer, songwriter and activist known as Syl. Here are a few words she wanted to share from a perspective as an artist.
My official name is Chioma Ogbonna, but I'm professionally known as Syl. I'm a singer, songwriter from Lagos State, Nigeria. I love to tell stories through music, and I love to inspire and share the lessons that I have learned in my little life with my music. Part of the young leaders from the 2023 French Africa Foundation cohort. And I have been to Paris before a couple of times through that program, basically a young leaders program where we exchange ideas and we network with other young leaders from French and Africa. I think that because of how the arts and the creative industry thrives here in France and how like it is prioritized, it is an important destination for Africans and Nigerians especially. We've had partnerships in the past where we have musicians who are either known back in Nigeria or still coming up, come to France and do events. So that relationship already exists, but there is also a lot of opportunities for that to continue to thrive. And for me personally, it is new. I'm still trying to explore and, you know, get my music out here and network with people, like come out here as often as I can. And I think it's great just because of that excellence that exists in France and I believe also in Nigeria. It's a great partnership.
This was the singer Sil from Nigeria. You can also hear now her new song, Etsy, which is about how to protect our planet.
Time to take a stand. The world all over, there's nothing too small. In time we all will see for sure. We played our part to make this world a better state.
This was the latest episode of Spotlight on Africa, a podcast produced by RFI English. Thanks to our guest and to all our sound engineers and to you for listening. This was actually the last episode of a busy year. From the elections in Senegal to 30 years of democracy in South Africa, we toured the continent, bringing in guests to comment on the political situation in Nigeria, for instance, as well as the insecurity in the Sahel. We also looked at some solution to the climate crisis and some cultural highlights. We'll be back next year to comment further on African affairs. In the meantime, you can follow us for French and African news on our website, rfi.fr/en.
Their government, Arake, Slebaro, Nauga, Dane.